Anna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hickson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Jamie Rocks here. Yeah, so I'm actually in editor mode right now. We did a couple shows yesterday. The second one was Darren Michael Boyd, a good friend of mine and fantastic guitar player. Just a cool guy. Anyhow, I am a dope. I did not realize that his latest single releases tomorrow, Halloween. And we were going to post the podcast on Tuesday, a couple days after the release. And I don't know. I just think, honestly, it's better for that to come out before the release. So, yeah, we finished up last night. Man, it was a late night. It was a late night, but we finished up. And then Mei Ling and I, we put a pot of coffee on and got to work. And worked throughout the night on it. And I did some painting, too. But, yeah. So, a couple days early, here it is. What do you think? Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. We had a lot of fun. We had to record it with Zoom. That was weird. So, it's a little bit of a different format. But, I did the best I could with it. What's on my hat here? That's not good. Anyway, here it is. Enjoy. And, yeah, happy Halloween, everybody. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I am so glad you did. I am very excited tonight. Man, we have been having all kinds of issues getting this one knocked out. Multiple days. It's been crazy. It finally is. We're recording it via Zoom, and that's okay, because at least we're recording it. Anyhow, we've got a fantastic guest on tonight. Fantastic guest, one of my favorite people in music or otherwise, Mr. Darren Michael Boyd of the Great North,
Canada.
That's awesome. Okay, I have to ask the first Canadian question, and it doesn't involve politics mostly. It's on the new drummer for Rush.
Oh, wow. Nobody's asked me that yet. That's a good one. You know what? I'm happy that they're happy. You know what I mean? Imagine achieving that level of success and skill, the overall musicality, and then just
it's over.
Stopping. Yeah. And obviously they've gone through enough tragedy and that's sad. And it's been, what has it been, like almost a decade or something?
Yeah. It's been
since
a while.
Neil's been gone. It's, And the drummer is she's not a replacement. Nobody's a replacement for Neil. So she is part. Somebody's got to do it. And by all accounts, she's fully capable.
Yeah. And they wouldn't hire her. They wouldn't. I don't know Geddy Lee personally, but from everything I've ever seen, he seems to get what he wants. If his name's on the door, it's going to be right and rightly.
Yeah.
Like you said, worked real hard to be there. And
I don't know if you've read his book. He has an autobiography that came out about 2 years ago now.
I haven't yet, but and I want to. I will now.
It is, it's really good. It was one of my favorite books of the year, whether that was last year or the year before. And it was a rock and roll biography, but it was so much more too. And nothing boring. He was a good storyteller. Bruce Springsteen, for example, I'm not a big fan. Respect him. It's not really my thing, but I read his book and it's a big old book. And I was like really locked in because he's so good at telling the story.
It's so funny you say that. I was looking at a Facebook post of all things. I know, folks. They're like, why are you looking at Facebook, Jamie? You're just going to get work. You're going to have a stroke. What is wrong with you?
I've stayed off it fairly good.
So I got sucked into a post about the new drummer for Rush. Mm. And somebody said, I don't like Rush anymore. They just got too political. I'm like, they got too political? When did the Trees come out? What, 1972 or some shit?
Like, where have you been?
You know? It's like I was re-watching something on Facebook, and they're like, "Yeah, Star Trek's too political now. They're too woke." I'm like, "When wasn't Star Trek woke?
Yeah,
Are you crazy?"
it's whenever people say that, whenever whatever it is, the politics
Yeah.
is in opposition to their views, then it's too
Exactly.
political. It's
Exactly.
fine if it as long as, and
People
that
say
goes
that about
on either
Springsteen.
side of the fence.
I never understand. He's gotten so political these days. I'm like, gotten? Are you kidding
Yeah.
me?
Where have you been?
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's just people are crazy. I've determined that one of the things I'm very jealous of you musicians, and folks, by the way, Darren is an amazing guitarist, composer, songwriter is the catch-all that they use, but he's more than a songwriter. He knows his stuff, is what I'm trying to say. Anyhow, and I'm a big fan. It's intelligent music. It's brain music, and I listen to it a lot. But
Not rushed, though.
no,
Not
your
quite
music,
like
Darren.
Rush,
You
but
no, Rush is. They're okay.
yeah,
They're getting
Rush a
it.
different level, I feel.
Yeah.
They're getting.
No, they're coming around. No, I'm kidding. But no, Darren's great. But anyway, one of the things I love about you also, and I should have asked before I even asked this question, regards your part-time day job or whatnot,
Yeah,
which is
still at it.
still at it. He works for a library, folks. I think one of the most noble things a person can do in our current society. I'm a big fan of libraries. But Darren, he's been on the show a couple times. And one of the things he told me was this crazy thing that they borrow out. There's probably a better term that I don't know for that they lend out fishing poles. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I'm like, you know what? And I have told this story at so many parties and cocktail, and you have no idea. But people know your name, or at least they've heard it about this. And I tell the story. I'm like, yeah, I had this guy on the show, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, that's a weird thing for them to be lending. I said, no. I said, think about it. Put yourself in the shoes of a working class family. Money's every dollar, every nickel's going somewhere. Got a couple kids. You don't maybe necessarily have a couple $100 to go out and buy a bunch of fishing poles and stuff. Maybe you're a single mom. Maybe, you know what? Maybe your
You want to
kid
try
goes,
it out.
yeah, your kid goes fishing once and says, this is the most boring thing I've ever experienced. And you spent a
You
couple hundred
didn't
dollars on
waste your
stuff.
money. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the same thing. We have like sports equipment, we have
That's.
walking poles, and the like the ice grips, you wouldn't know down south, but up here we got snow and ice and all this stuff. And so we had ice grips that you could put under your boots and stuff. And
Whoa, that's awesome.
yeah, I mean, it's crazy how much tech support I do
Yeah.
for people coming in who don't even own a computer. They're like, how
Right.
do I get my email? How do I print something or whatever? It's amazing.
It's just one of those careers, I think, one of those jobs in our that people don't think about a lot. Perhaps I don't mean that as a slight in any way, as
No,
they should
I know
think
what you
about
mean.
it. But it is so vital to, again, figuring out their email. Grandma wants to see your picture of her grandkids. Nothing wrong
Well,
with that.
when COVID was going on, like the whole lockdown thing, and once we were opening back up, I don't know how it was for you, but here we had to have these little QR codes to show our vaccination proof for certain
Smart.
things. And
Smart.
but the thing that wasn't smart is that it was only online, right? So you have a bunch of people coming in who are like 81 years old going, I got to get this off the computer. I don't even know where to start. And so we were
Right.
doing this for them. And but it's a big part of our job is just helping people with whatever it is they need help with.
That's amazing.
And you have to love doing that, right? You can't.
Now,
There are
Darren's
those days, but
other interest and also business involves reptiles. He's a herpetologist guy. I shouldn't be saying this. If you want to know if it's a good idea, if you let little Timmy get a ball python, might join Darren's Facebook group. We have a link in the description below. And either him or one of the members on there, one of the fine folks, and the Darren Michael Boyd's Little Toads, I believe is the name of it. I don't have it in front
that's
of me.
it.
Will point you in the right direction. And no, like when my wife bought our ball, when we got our ball python, we had to tell several family members, don't worry, it's not going to escape into the Everglades and grow 80 feet long and eat people. It's a ball python. It ain't going to get longer than my arm. It's how it is. Although she's every bit that long now. And then it was so funny during my in-laws were like, we just don't want you to let it go. I'm like, do you know what we paid for that snake? There's
not letting it go.
No, there's no, that will never happen. Erase that worry from your mind. We're into this thing now. And for those who don't know, whenever you get any kind of reptile, it seems to me, and it's a little different than the norm, why the price just skyrocket. It's like putting mid-century modern on something. The price automatically goes up. And for
fair
whatever
enough.
Reason. I don't know. She's got good camouflage, Darren. If she was ever in a snowbank, you'd never find her. But I doubt she would be moving much if she was. But anyhow. Yeah, so reptiles and helping people. And then Satan got a hold of him and led him to a life of rock and roll madness.
Satan, in the English name of Alice Cooper, I think is probably where it started.
There you go.
It was funny because the first time I met Alice Cooper, I was like, thanks for corrupting my life. And he's like, he goes, wasn't me. I'm like, oh, I got my mom on the phone. She'll tell you.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. And people, it's so funny because young people that I meet and we're talking about Alice Cooper, and I'm like, what do you think of Steven and that whole character and everything? And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking? You don't know. There's a whole.
Yeah, there's.
Deep dive into multiple personalities and.
And he, because the group, right, who's the first, what is it, five albums or six albums or whatever, that was the group until Welcome to My Nightmare. And it's amazing the career that he's had, the number of releases and the diversity in those releases. It's,
he's
which is
iconic.
Probably why whenever I put out an album, it's like a roller coaster. It's not like
the same trajectory and vibe as the last. I think that's what's great about your music though, because it keeps it fresh. People tune in to hear what's this crazy MF we're gonna do next. You know what I
I'd
mean?
I'd be bored if I didn't do weird stuff.
It's fantastic. And it's really cool, folks. We're gonna play a couple videos here during the show of new stuff. And one of the great things about Darren is he makes his own videos pretty much. I don't know what the term would be, his own videographer. He comes up with this. He storyboards it out, has the ideas, and it's just great. It's really fantastic. He is one
and
of
it's
those.
Like tens of dollars on that. Tens. But that's the thing. You could do like some bands who are independent and they'll save up, you know, a shit pile of money
and just throw it
and
away.
To have and I'm not, you know what, I'm not against getting a professional crew and director and all that. If that's your jam, do it. But to me, I always feel like if I did that, let's say I spent, I don't know, $8,000, and I mean, that's a lot of cash, even in Canadian dollars, that's a lot of money. And now I have one video and that's all I can afford for the next 3 years.
Right.
So people go to my site, maybe they are to YouTube, and they go, I really like this. This is great. What else is there? I don't have any money for anything else. So if I'm a fan of something and I want to go down the rabbit hole, I want to see 7 or 8 or 20 videos.
Exactly.
So I would rather have okay videos and lots of them than just one.
Oh, wow. I think they're great. I think they're great. They're
well,
great
entertainment.
And
they got to be entertaining.
It's fantastic. And I watch a lot of, I'm actually probably one of the few people, I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but I subscribe to YouTube. I'm one of those people that actually, I don't have the ad skipping software on, because I watch it on the TV.
Oh, I see.
And so it's great. And every month when we do our budget, my wife's, I hear the, And she's going through the numbers, and I know, oh, she just went past YouTube, and she doesn't even ask me if we're, should we tighten that? Is that one we should get rid of for a while? Nope, we're keeping, because he, I watch 100 videos a day. It's always on.
And you don't, you get ad free, is that
Yeah, that's the deal. I think
the
it's 14 bucks a month or something. It's like a
because
Netflix price. And I'm like, frankly, I'd rather watch that than Netflix any day, in my opinion.
yeah, me too.
My wife disagrees. She would rather watch Love Island and every show on Netflix about a true crime serial killer.
I get a few. There's one streaming service that I get through the library, which is actually pretty good. And then I use Tubi because if you want some really
They're
weird
great.
low budget horror movies, that's the
That's
way to
where you
do it.
go.
And other than that, it's DVDs that I
That's
get
the way to
I
do
get
it.
through the library or I have myself. I used to have satellite like cable or whatever, a satellite, and
We don't have that.
I was the smartest thing I ever did was get rid of. I wish it didn't take me so long because I was noticing that I would just every time I would walk by where the TV is, I'm just like click and nothing. I got 60 channels of nothing. And then the channels that I do, they're playing the same stuff just every month, every week. I'm like, why am I paying for this? And I'm
Yeah,
wasting my time.
absolutely.
And I'm
Absolutely.
wasting, at least when I go on YouTube, I'll find something fast to
Down here,
entertain me.
I would flip through and it was all Spanish novellas, the soap operas. I don't speak Spanish, so it's not, they didn't do much for me. Baby channels with all the kids programming. I've got nieces and nephews. I pay for Disney Plus so they can have it. But other than that, and it's Jesus chant. People send me $5 to the church of Jesus, whatever. And I'm like, I'm paying for this? You're out of here, mullet head.
You're
You're out of
paying
here.
for
I got a Roku. I got, what do we have? Four of them? We every TV has Roku on it. And I'm playing The Green Witch by Darren Michael Boyd
There
on
you
it.
go.
That's right, Darren. You have been played. My everybody's gonna, I shouldn't say it. I've got a big TV on the back patio. Because it's where we live.
It's a good place.
And yeah, we have parties and stuff. It's cool to have to be a painter and have a 80-inch TV back there doing
No kidding
something
that.
right. And yeah, you've been played on the 80-inch. It's like going to the movies and watching the movie
That's
starring
cool.
Darren Michael Boyd.
Up the quality of the videos
Oh,
for
come
things
on, they're
like that. Like, no,
great.
but the actual
Yeah, but they're
like
fine. They're
video quality was like.
they're artsy. That's why I like them. They're cool. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
well, that's artsy is a good word. But hey, you know what? The Perpetual Night, the second to last video that I just released, that's the title of the new album, which comes out Halloween, by the way, like 2 days from now. By
Amazing.
the time this comes out, it'll be out.
Packed.
But so the title track, that video came out, geez, I don't know, 6 months ago. I've been working on this for a while. And it won an award
Yeah,
for,
because it's cool. It's got a snake in it. The opening
it
scene is a
does. It does
snake.
have a snake. Yeah, that one's Vader. He's a black rat snake. That's
There you go.
Ontario's largest species of snake.
Wow. Wow. I think when we
And
first started hanging out, I discovered we have a black racer that was living in a hedge in our backyard. And I assume he's the same one. I don't know.
be, yeah.
I named him Blackie, and then my wife was like, "You can't call him that. You have to." So now his name is Speedy. He has been
Speedy.
renamed
That
to
works too, yeah.
Speedy. And yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, could be the same one for sure. Yeah,
And
just
I've never
hanging
seen a
around.
rat back there. But we also have an outdoor cat. So between the two of them, the yard is good. It's golden. They're doing the thing. But yeah, one of the things that I love about all of your ventures that you're in is something I mentor a couple kids on their art business. I don't teach kids how to paint, young, I shouldn't say kids, new artists who want to take their art biz to the next level. And so I mentor some people and I always tell them, they're like, what's one of the secrets? I'm like, multiple streams of income, as many as you can, because if something isn't working on one, you've got the others to offset that. So that's what Darren has. He has multiple streams of income just rolling in. He can light cigars with $100 bills now.
That's
That's
how
the
it works.
secret.
Well, that's
Doesn't have to pawn
that
his
sweet
guitars.
streaming money, that
Oh, there you
sweet
go. The
streaming
big bucks.
cash. That's yeah,
That'll
it
get
looks
you
like
an infinity pool.
as Weird Al said that last year. He's like, thanks to Spotify for whatever, or for I like some ungodly amount of streams, and he's like, I can buy myself a sandwich. It's a really nice sandwich, though. It cost $12 or something.
That's
It's
right. And that's why, folks, I always tell people, because they ask me, they're like, where should I buy, he's this really cool person on the show, where should I get there? I said, if you can ever buy directly from the artist, that's the way to go. Whether it be at a merch table or from their website. I get it. If you're in Mongolia or something and you need to buy it on a stream, do that. But understand, they're not getting a big piece of that pie. When you buy it direct, the pie is much bigger after
And you're more
expenses.
likely to get something like if you actually buy a physical CD or whatever it is you buy, you're far more likely to get some sort of handwritten note and
Yeah, something.
some extras because people like me are like, hey, this is really cool. Somebody just randomly
Exactly.
wants this music. So, yeah.
And
So we
that,
appreciate it.
absolutely, absolutely. And years from now, when you're down on your luck and you're on the Pawn Stars on the moon, you can bring in that CD and they're like, do you have any paperwork? Yes, and a handwritten thing from
There you go. Pawn
Darren Michael
Stars.
Boyd. Like, cancel the expert. We don't even need the expert in here now. That's a
It's
dumb
worth
old
tens of
joke I've
dollars.
been saying for too long, Darren. But it's so true. I have pawned a lot of shit in my life. Not once have they ever called in an expert. Not once. Guess that says
No, I
more about
know.
my
That's
stuff.
I'm one of these people that since I was a kid, I would pack rat things, not because I wanted it, but I'm like, e somebody's going to want this. It's really weird. I have sports memorabilia that I don't give a shit about. I don't care about most sports really at all, but I have sports
Stuff.
that I'm like, somebody, this is a collectible, right?
That's retirement
I
shit right
like,
there, man. That
yeah,
is.
all my Kiss stuff, like all this stuff. And I haven't cleaned up. It hasn't been like, oh, that's yeah, retirement money or buy that second home somewhere. But I once in a while, it's like I'll find a place to just unload some stuff. And I have some comics that I know are worth something, but it's tough. The stores are like they want to give you nothing for it, and then
But you know.
trying to sell it privately is just a pain in the butt. It's like,
Absolutely.
but
I do that with my art, and I do it every other one, but maybe every 10th painting or something. I have a thing, a vault. It goes in the vault. And what that is, knock on wood, but if something should happen to me, the wife knows who to call. We're going to have a sale. You know what I mean? And
that's a good idea.
she'll have some getting by money for a while. It's you just when you're
I have
self-employed,
guitars. That's like
yeah,
I have
there you
guitar.
go.
Yeah.
That's your big
I should be writing down this one is worth this
yeah.
much.
The problem is, this is the problem with the Antiques Roadshow that they never tell you. It's very, you see the little old lady with something she's had, everybody's made fun of her whole life for having this, and they're like, this is worth 200,000 for insurance. You should insure this for $225,000. And that sounds great. And we all cheer. Oh, that's wonderful. All of us conveniently forgetting how insurance works. You have to make payments to insure that for suddenly this lady's strapped with $2,500 a month extra bill she didn't know she had. And it's
That's no fun.
it isn't like the insurance company can say, we watch the Antiques Roadshow too. We know what it's worth. So this is what you got to pay. Oh, that's not good. Anyway, speaking, let's play. We were talking a little bit about your track. Let's play it. Let's go with it. We're doing Perpetual Night first, right?
Yeah, that's the title track to the
Here it is,
album.
folks. This is David, or I'm David, Darren Michael Boyd. Where did I get David from? Jesus Christ.
I
Darren Michael
haven't called
Boyd.
worse, I don't
Now, I don't know. This is Perpetual Night. Check it out. And we're back, everybody. We're back. That's a kick-ass song, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Now, do you are you is this new stuff you've come up with in the last year, or do you have a file folder full of hits?
That's a good question. I have there are bits and pieces. I have a phone full of like voice memos of me just playing a
Riffing
little
and
thing or yeah. 'Cause I have this thing whenever I just pick up an instrument, and it's usually the guitar, but not always, whatever I pick up. And I don't know if it's like this for you as an artist, like when you get to a certain point now, I have a hard time practicing. So I can't go, oh, I'm going to practice. I'm going to sit here and work on scales or something. And I try, but usually I end up just playing. And as soon as something clicks, sometimes it's a like a literal minute, sometimes it's 10 minutes, but all of a sudden I'm in writing mode and I'm like, oh, this is cool. So I better record some of this. And man, I don't know how I did it in the old days before I had voice memos when I was just like committing a riff to memory. Like, how did I do that? Or parts. And now I've got all the parts because, like, simultaneously in my head, I'm like, oh, there's like a key layer, there's three harmonies, and there's drums, rhythm, all the
crazy.
stuff, the bass. And I'm like, yeah, it's no wonder I can't get anything done. I'm like,
Just imagine cats like Mozart and stuff. They had to write that stuff down.
yeah, that's, I suppose that's true. I'm not much like
They
most
probably
guitar
had
players.
somebody, though, who did it. You know what I
Maybe,
mean?
yeah, I don't, it's a good question. I'm not like most guitar players, I'm not real good at
Emulation,
notation.
notation, yeah.
Yeah, I can read a little bit, but if you put a chart in front of me, like that, the old joke, right? How do you get a guitar player to turn down? Put sheet music in front of them. That's
Oh, there you go. There
yeah,
you go.
so that's true. But no, this album is taken like every other album has been a year. This one has been, there's 2 years. And it's not really, I can't say that I've done nothing but work on this for 2 years, but I definitely worked. What the crazy thing is that after 2 years of working on it, having it done way in advance, I'm still like to this day right now, I'm scrambling to get last minute things done to get
No,
it
I hear
released
you.
by my deadline. I'm like, what is the story of my life? It doesn't matter what I do, I'm going to be like last minute. Oh yeah, I forgot this. And
It all happens that
try to
way.
be organized too. Like I got probably more organized than a lot of people, but still somehow there's
Let's do the next track we're going to play. We've got two. We've got Side B and The Day Beneath Yesterday. What should we go with next?
The Day Beneath Yesterday, that's one of my favorites now. I'm working on a video for that one too.
Awesome. Here's the
Yeah.
track, everybody. Check it out. Darren Michael Boyd, The Day Beneath Yesterday.
Thank you.
We're back, everybody. We're back. An amazing track. I like this one a lot. Now, when you say you're working on a video, how long does that process normally take on average? Or is it just different every time?
Yeah, it can be different. One of the things that people probably wouldn't guess, this, I don't know if other people do this or not, or if it's just my thing, but occasionally, like in this case, I will film a whole video, like I film a pile of footage and then just scrap everything because I'm like, ah, this looks stupid, or I don't like my hair or something, you know,
Yep.
just be like, ah, this is, and it's not that I'm a total perfectionist. I know people like that
But
who
you.
like nothing ever gets done because they're like, it has to be perfect. I'm not that. I'm happy to finish something. But if it's the
If it's
quality
got
is
your
just,
name on it, it's going out the door. You want it? Oh, I'm the
and I'm
same way.
okay. Yeah, and I'm okay with some flaws. I think a lot of the music that I grew up on listening to and still listen to, I'm not going to say it's all they're flawed, but it's human. Now a lot of stuff is,
You can tell when it's AI.
you can tell that, but it's getting better, and that's scary. But still, when a lot of times, and this isn't just like one genre, it's everything. It's like country and hip hop and metal, the plugins and the production, that it all sounds almost generic.
Too,
It's
yeah,
like
too crisp,
polished.
too
Yeah.
clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't blame the musicians because the musicians are fantastic a lot of the times, but it's perfected to the point, where's the humanity? So yeah, so I'm okay with a little bit of things that are flawed, but I filmed part of this video for The Day Beneath yesterday in this creek bed, so in the water, mud, rocks, with the guitar that I was like, it's like right in the water and just
Oh
making a
man,
mess. And
you want to mess that? No, there is an opera. There is a chance that could warp and all kinds
oh,
of things
well,
can happen.
that guitar, to be fair though, that was given to me for basically for that purpose, because
Oh,
it
okay.
was beyond repair. And I'm not one of these people that likes smashing guitars and stuff like that, man. But this one was just, there's nothing that can be done with it.
It
It's,
was, that's what was left. That was the end of life
So it looked
journey.
similar enough to my good guitar. Not
Right.
quite, but just, yeah. And enough that it'd be fun. And yeah, I
Well,
would never do them.
that's awesome, though. That's awesome. When you were saying that about the two crisp, it reminds me Andy Warhol famously with the screen print, sometimes it'd come out too clean and he'd have to throw grime and stuff on the screen print itself because he said,
Wow.
we got to dirty this up a little bit because it looks too mechanical, is I
That's
think the
amazing.
phrase he used. And yeah, I get it. I get it. Sometimes you want, I do it all the time. Actually, I've had some complaints sometimes. People are like, man, all your shadowing and everything. I'm like, yeah, but that's how it needs to look. You know what I mean? I want that. I don't want it to look like a coloring book. And they're like, okay, I have to respect you. It's your painting. I'm like, thanks for
Yeah,
remembering.
that's the truth. Yeah.
So
Well,
the next,
that's,
oh, go
oh,
ahead.
sorry, go ahead.
No,
Well, I was
go
going to
ahead.
say if, no, I can't remember what I was going
No, it's not a big deal.
to say. That's all right.
We're going to go with
That's fine.
side B next, folks. This is the moment where you get up and go to the record player and flip the record open. No, it's how you used to have to do it. Here it is, side B. And we're back. That was Side B, Darren Michael Boyd. Hey, and before I forget, we have everything linked below in the comment in the description below. Clickable links to everything Darren Michael Boyd. I suggest you follow and subscribe and all of that wherever, and you can keep up to date with what he's got going on because it's always a lot of cool stuff. Always a lot of cool stuff. And he's just a good hang. He's fun to hang out with. Darren,
Yeah.
what are you? Halloween weekend is upon us. Halloween big up in, you're near Ottawa, that neck of the woods. Is it a big thing or not really?
It's where I live, usually about 300 trick-or-treaters.
Oh.
So that's a good amount. This year is
We get
it's a strange
20.
thing. Oh
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, but and now the price of Halloween candy is unacceptable. Yeah, but so I'm usually I do, as you can imagine, a bit of a display of stuff at the fogger and the bubble machine and my custom music and the light show and all this.
He's a rock star, folks. He has
You
all
got to
this
do it that
stuff
way. Yeah, you
in
got
the
to scare.
house at the ready,
You need
you
to
know?
scare the children,
Exactly.
get them to take an interest in horror early on. But the thing is, this Halloween is on a Friday, which is when the album comes out. And then I also have this pet expo that's happening on the Saturday and Sunday.
Oh man, so
And
you
so I'm going to do a real
low key.
easy, yeah. And then that's just too much at once. And that's, again, I would be in Nashville for the Josie Music Awards, which is on the Sunday, but I'm here at the expo doing the thing. And
Oh, it's
so,
just
but I
there's
am
always too
nominated.
much. There's always too much. That's everybody always tries to get us. Everybody plans stuff in October and they want us to come to it. And I'm like, guys, we just can't come to everything. We gotta choices, decisions have to, don't take it personally, but you know, it's the way it is. We have a link, like I said, to Darren's webpage. You can get all these singles and all the whole album and everything. You can get
We're
right
all over.
there. And CDs will be sent to you. How
And the
cool is that?
new album, the CD is coming soon, but as of October 31st, the digital download is
Nice,
available
nice. That's
and
the way
it's
to
ready
go.
for pre-order now.
Very cool. Very cool. It'll be out when this airs. Get over
Awesome.
there, folks. Get over there. And very cool. Darren, I know we rushed here at the end, but we have to because it's going to end here in like less than a minute.
Right.
Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for taking time and putting
Oh,
up with all the
cheers.
nonsense from our end. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
And
it's technology.
I'm telling you, folks, have a good week and we'll see you soon. Be patient with people. Be kind out there. The world is a mirror. Whatever you throw out comes back to you. So, you know, don't be a creep. How about that? Be a good hang. We'll
Yeah,
see you
there you
next
go.
time, everybody. Okay, so there we go. We did it, Darren. I can't.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.